all week long we talked about Davante Adams, you know, basically acknowledging that he is open to being traded and joining other teams. He'd love to go to the Jets, love to go to the Saints. Let me explain to you why I want no part of Davante Adams. This New York Jet team is so close to being blown up. Whether it's the head coach, whether it's the GM, whether it's the offense coordinator, whether it's the players themselves. You know, there's a lot of guys that have to be re-signed on this team eventually. And we're getting closer to that. And unfortunately, this team has been so underwhelming the past few years. It didn't matter whether it was Zach Wilson. It didn't matter. Well, it was still Zach Wilson last year. But Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback this year, and they're still underwhelming. I don't trust this New York Jet team. And I look around and I say, walking into this year, all I heard was, this is a top team in the NFL. They have an unbelievable offense, and they have the quarterback to go with it, and the defense is unstoppable. Well, all I saw in the first 4 weeks of football is that this team is a joke. They're phony. They are phony. I can't take them serious. I can't take Robert Saleh serious. I can't take Aaron Rodgers serious. I can't take the defense serious. I can't take Garrett Wilson, Breece Hall serious. I can't take anyone serious. You look at the Jets defense against Denver and them recovering a fumble and Robert Saleh jetting down the field and basically celebrating with his team over a fumble recovery. And I got to be honest, it's unacceptable. That's unacceptable for a head coach who doesn't understand the pulse of this team right now. Yeah, I'm sure you're excited, but as a defensive coordinator, go for it. Be all about it. That's your boys. That's your defense. This team is underwhelming right now. The New York Jets have been underwhelming, and it's partly because of you. So let's slow it down and try to read the room a little bit better. And now we're catering to Aaron Rodgers and what we've seen now in the first year of Aaron Rodgers, which might be the only year, or maybe two. Maybe we get two out of it if we're lucky. But it may be the only year of Aaron Rodgers as the quarterback of the Jets. His plan isn't working. The offensive line is not that good. They're not disciplined. They allow Rodgers to get touched way too much. And I am saying the Broncos defense is different maybe than all defenses, but I still see Rodgers scrambling way too much. Someone that I don't trust that can get injured again in a drop of a dime. He's 40 years old. He's not this young, spry kid who could, you know, run around the field. Like, slide every moment you can. Don't get touched. I don't want to see it get touched. I don't trust it. I don't trust this offense. But it's not because you don't have the weapons. Alan Lazard is the numero uno guy here, which is a problem. And I saw how they tried to use Mike Williams. Garrett Wilson's supposed to be the stud of this team, and he's been lackluster. Rodgers and Wilson have no chemistry whatsoever. So let's bring in Davante Adams to show Garrett Wilson a thing or two. Meanwhile, I don't trust that that's going to do anything. I don't trust that that's going to make the offense that much better. And what are you going to have to give up to bring in Davante Adams? And you have to restructure deals. And you have to work a ton just to make that trade happen. Plus, get rid of Hassan Reddick, who is actually more important on the team than Davante Adams. So what are we really doing here? That's on Joe Douglas. The fact that This team wasn't... The fact that Joe Douglas didn't realize that he was going to trade for a defensive piece that is needed who wasn't going to sign, that's unacceptable. The fact that the Jets seem like they've been relying on Davante Adams to be upset in Vegas to eventually request a trade and now jump on that, that's not a good plan. Their plan is not working. And this plan that Joe Douglas has had now for a few years, it's not working. And Robert Saleh is not working. I cannot believe that in an NFL where coaches lose jobs after two years, that Robert Saleh is going into his fifth season as the New York Jets head coach. That, to me, is outrageous because it's not like he's having a winning season ever. There's excuse after excuse after excuse after excuse. And guess what? If they do make the trade for Davante Adams and they lose, there'll be another excuse. I'm done with the excuses. And the Jets have to understand that their moves so far haven't worked out, and they may need to take another approach. And if Joe Douglas wants to keep his job, they're going to have to find a way, which, by the way, I think they've already ruined it. There really is no way of keeping his job after the season becomes a mess. Like, you're not winning a Super Bowl this year. The Jets haven't made the playoffs since 2010. Why do we think all of a sudden they're going to win a Super Bowl? It's just so dumb of an approach. Show me consistency. Show me something. Show me you've been around a little bit. You look at the Buffalo Bills. I mean, the Bills had a revamping of a team on the offseason. They basically cut ties with everybody. A ton of their defensive talent, gone. Stephon Diggs, number one wide receiver, gone. And yet, they're still figuring out. They got the talent. They've worked their magic that they don't have to overpay for players anymore. They'll overpay Josh Allen because he's the best quarterback or one of the top five quarterbacks in the NFL. But they don't have to overpay for wide receivers. They don't have to overpay for running backs. They don't have to overpay for a bunch of different spots. They know how to address the needs of their teams in a solid enough fashion that it's not going to put them in a hole. It's not going to make them... The Buffalo Bills are not going anywhere for the next few years. And I mean that in a positive way. Like, they're going to be playoff bound every year. The Jets aren't going anywhere, period. They're not good. You want to sit there and tell me they've played San Francisco terribly, and they got their butts handed to them. San Francisco is a top team in the league. I know it's the first game of the season. Sure. You want to say it's a little rusty. Okay, fine. They didn't have their top guys. They didn't have Christian McCaffrey. Okay? You want to tell me against New England, they put up a ton of points. They looked good. It was a complete game. New England's terrible. And it was still tight. And then last week with Denver, a team that has zero offense, you lose to. While you're supposed to have a juggernaut of a team, they're a joke. And you could sit there and say Davante Adams needs to be on this team to make them better. All it's going to do is make this situation worse. And guess what? If Davante Adams does help this team, help the Jets get to the playoffs, what's the next step? When they lose, what's next year looking like? This has been my biggest issue with the whole Aaron Rodgers, situation. I never thought he was going to get injured last year. I just didn't think they were going to be good enough. Well, he got injured, and we got set back a year. There's not many years left of Aaron Rodgers. There's just not. What is the next move? This is not a season where it's like, let's just see how the Jets do. Let's just root for the Jets. Hopefully they'll do okay. No, you put yourself in a situation. It's win or you're all gone. And I personally don't want to see a fresh start all over again, but that's what's going to have to happen. It's one of the worst situations in football. And it's continuous. It's one of the worst situations in football. I mean, I could sit there and laugh at the Cleveland Browns, how terrible they are. The Jets are just in as bad of a shape as the Browns are.